It took a lot for August to be rendered speechless. It had to be the result of something exceptional, something truly surprising. Witnessing acts of immense stupidity could do it, at least until he got his mouth working again so that he could laugh. Committing acts of immense stupidity never did it. He tended to resort to swearing then, whether he was hip deep in a duck pond or had fallen ass over tea kettle down an iced up driveway. He knew he should have splurged for the heated pavement, damn it. He'd had bruises from that for a month. Ricardo could sometimes manage to strike August dumb, especially when he did that amazing thing with his tongue. But Ricardo wasn't here to partake in a friendly bout of public fornication. Nope. This time, August's silence was thanks entirely to what his sister Elodie had just told him. He gripped his phone a little tighter as he stared out the windows of the Igualada Odina Airport. It was a small, regional Spanish airport about 40 miles from Barcelona, and from here he had a clear view of the twin runways, including the one where the plane he'd come here to meet had finished taxiing a few minutes earlier. August finally found his voice. "What the fuck do you mean you're not on the plane?" Everyone in a 10-foot radius turned to stare at him. One elderly abuela clapped her hands over the ears of the small child standing in front of her and gave him a look that would have shriveled his balls if they hadn't already retracted inside of his body, thanks to his sister's calm, batshit crazy announcement. "We're not on the plane," she said again, like that was a perfectly normal thing instead of the beginnings of a hideous shitstorm from whence he might not recover. August's free hand found his hair and pulled hard. Nope, not distracting enough. He squeezed his aching toes together in his shoes and fought to quell the nerves trying to get the better of him. The little bitches. "Why not?" he asked after another second with what he thought was a reasonable measure of aplomb. Elodie laughed. Laughed. "Cruelty, thy name was family."
"You sound so worried. Relax, it's going to be all right. Pascal and I decided we wanted a few more days to ourselves at the estate in Nice. We'll be there in time for the ceremony."
"El, you can't leave me alone with them."
"You're not alone," she said. "You've got Ricardo."
August scoffed.
"Oh, and you think Ricardo is going to be a positive influence on the clusterfuck barreling toward me down the runway? He'll offer to shoot them 5 seconds after meeting them, if he doesn't just go ahead and do it without asking first.
They're not that bad.
I haven't had a one-on-one conversation with either of them that wasn't court-ordered by a therapist since I was 18, he exclaimed, unwinding his feet so he could start pacing. "Talking over the phone is one thing, but in person? Mom never stops comparing me to Lawrence, and Dad can't even look me in the eyes."
There were so many reasons why being alone with his parents was a bad idea. Elodie knew that. She'd played mediator with them for most of his life because she saw how bad it was between them. Maybe that was why she'd decided to spend some extra time in Nice. Maybe she was sick of having to be the only adult in the room. Maybe it was time for August to nut up and handle his parents on his own with every inch of the grace and charm he was capable of. Fuck that, it was time to get drunk. He glanced around the airport, looking for the nearest source of alcohol. Ah, there was a bar? Perfect.
"They're getting better,"
Elodie said as August waved down the bartender. There wasn't time to sit down and drink, though. He'd have to take this to go. He pointed at a menu.
"Chocolate, por favor, una botella,"
he added when the man seemed confused. The confusion vanished when August plopped down a 50-euro note on the polished wooden surface of the bar.
"Are you drinking right now?"
"Not yet, but I hope to be soon," he said, watching the bartender head into the back.
"August, you have to be able to drive."
Elodie's voice had gone serious.
"No, I don't, actually. I foolishly rented a limousine for all of us because I knew if I drove, I'd be abandoning you to another half hour of alone time with our parents in the back of one of my regular cars. And I didn't want to do that to you because I, unlike you, give a shit about whether you're happy or not," he shouted into the phone.
There was dead silence for a long moment. He sighed. "Oh, I'm sorry."
"Good.
I don't like this, though."
"I know, but August..."
It was Elodie's turn to sigh.
"Don't you think it's time to move on from everything that happened between you and our parents when you were a teenager?"